Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday and time for another slice of fresh bread. You'll remember from last week, we're in John chapter 12, which initiates the last week of Jesus' life and ministry upon the earth as the Messiah. Let's take a look at verse 36. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what he heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, for again Isaiah says, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Well, Jesus is on his way to this glorious work of redemption for his people. And this little parenthetical statement tells us that many are not believing in Jesus. Now, why? One, they do not want to. Two, God goes ahead and gives them the desires of their heart. They don't want to believe, so he hardens their heart lest they believe. So you see the sovereign hand of God and the responsibility of man. You see the free moral agency of man in the bondage of their will say no to Jesus. And you see the Holy Spirit, instead of liberating them from that bondage of their will, goes ahead and gives them what they want, which is unbelief in rebellion against the Lord. Isaiah, who had prophesied that many would not believe and that the Lord would affirm them, confirm them, and harden them in their unbelief. Yet Isaiah says there's another group of people, and these are people who will see of his glory and speak of him, just as Isaiah has. And then John tells us there was another group of people, some from the authorities. Now these are the group of people that, quote, believe in him, but fear has silenced them. They're afraid to confess him because the Pharisees have emotionally and spiritually and religiously blackmailed them. You remember what they said to the man who was blind that could not see, and the Lord healed him. And then the Pharisees came to him and said, we're going to put you out of the synagogue. The parents bowed to the pressure and wouldn't confess Jesus, although they did acknowledge that he was healed. But the blind man that was healed said, hey, you put me out of the synagogue? Okay, all I can tell you is I was blind, now I see. And he is the one who did it. And he confessed Jesus. And he got put out, but Jesus went to him and ministered to him and took care of him who had confessed him. Well, now you've got these, who they're kind of on the inside, and they want to stay on the inside. If they confess Jesus, they're going to be put outside. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're an outsider. Now, we live inside, but we're not insiders. We're outsiders. We're aliens and strangers. We're outsiders that live inside. So, if you will, don't let people's threat putting you outside the clique, the academic circle, the entertainment circle, the athletic circle, whatever it is, they're threatening to exclude you, the religious circle. You just confess Jesus, and you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, and that is the hope of glory. They won't confess him. Now, you got to remember, that means they don't have saving faith. They've got a faith in him, but it's not a saving faith. Why? Because if you have saving faith, you confess him. He who confesses me before man, I will confess before the Father. With the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, he confesses. Now, I actually believe some of these are going to yet confess Jesus. I think, for instance, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. In other words, they're in the process of their conversion. They have not yet been converted. And so they've got a belief in him, but they haven't surrendered and put their trust in him. And it's evidenced by their lack of confession before him and the threats that have controlled them and silenced them. They still love the glory from man more than the glory that comes from God. Don't fall short of the glory of God by settling for the glory of man. You were made to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So enjoy him, you'll glorify him, and glorify him, you'll enjoy him. Confess your sins to Christ and confess Christ to the world. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.